Welcome to Lawyers Who Lead, a podcast that challenges the notion that the law lags behind. I'm your host, Sigal Barnes. Each week, I invite a lawyer who's making powerful changes through extraordinary leadership. In each episode, we'll travel through another lawyer's life, identify what they do best, and then devise how to apply these concepts to your own world. So let's get to it. Welcome to Lawyers Who Lead. I'm your host, Sigal Barnes. This week, Lawyers Who Lead is podcasting from NALP's 2024 Annual Education Conference in Boston, Massachusetts. While we'll be returning to our regular episode format next week, I'm sure you'll find great value in the rich content of these interviews. So, without further ado, let's welcome Chelsea Parrott-Sheffer, Director of Professional Development at Saul Ewing. Although not a lawyer, Chelsea is an experienced talent development professional and certified executive coach with 14 years of experience working in the legal industry. Let's hear her journey, recorded live at the conference right now. Chelsea, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about your story. How did you get to your role today?
So I took such a circuitous route into lawyer PD, which I joined in 2015. I was a history major in college. I was in a history doctoral program, did some student teaching at Ohio State for a while. Didn't really see a career in that, so left, and then worked in academic publishing for a time. And then I became a paralegal. So I thought, let's explore going to law school. Let me see if that's something I'm interested in doing. And it was just a really good job to have when my kids were really little. And so I actually worked as a litigation paralegal at a little boutique firm in Chicago for about 6 years. But hit a ceiling doing that. My kids got a little bit older. I think they were 2 and 4. And I just thought, I really want a job where I interact more with people.
Yes.
But I also really love being in a law firm environment and working with lawyers for 8,000 reasons, right? These people know so much. They have such diverse interests. Like, they challenge you. They make you better. And so a job popped up actually in my LinkedIn feed one day to go be a professional development specialist at Seyfarth Shaw in Chicago. And I thought, this is such a perfect way to marry these two things. So that was my entree into big law 2015, so 9 years ago. And I just immediately loved it, just loved it. And so rose up through the ranks there. And so now I'm a director of professional development at Saul Ewing in Chicago.
So tell me a little bit, because your background was more academic and then you decided to go into being a paralegal. What drew you to the law in the first place?
It's such a flippant answer. It's so funny you ask that, because I was working at Encyclopedia Britannica in Chicago. I'm a huge nerd. I loved that job. I was a research editor. It's the quietest place in the world. You could hear a pin drop there at all times, as you might imagine. And I got called up for jury duty in Chicago. State court over at the Daily Center. And I loved being on a jury. I loved watching the lawyers. I loved the theater of it. And that was when I was like, I should go to law school. And my mother-in-law, I remember her telling me, don't put that on your application. That's what you're interested in. But it really is. I never look back. And I design like trial training programs now. And I think how freaking helpful that I sat on a 3-week jury in Chicago once. I just learned so much about the law, but also like human psychology doing that.
Yes. You also mentioned that there were certain things when you saw this on your LinkedIn feed that really kind of felt like it married all of your interests together. Can you just list maybe one or two of those things that really drew you?
Yeah. I mean, you know, well, why did I want to be a history professor in the first place? I love writing. I love teaching and presenting and just developing people. And so I was really attracted to the classroom portion of that. And then there's just so many opportunities for research and communicating things well, that everything I've done has led up, I feel, to legal PD. And in my defense, when I started college in 2000, there really wasn't legal professional development, right? It's a new and emerging field. I was also a first-generation college kid, so I feel like some things I figured out that way. And so it looks like a circuitous route to me at times, especially knowing friends who just knew what they wanted to do when they were 18 and did it. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I got the opportunity to do so many different things, and I use all of that still today. So
Absolutely.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I always say if we're lucky, we get to live many lives.
I love that quote so much.
If you can also give me some insights into your firm specifically, what are you doing in professional development that you'd want to share with our listeners, things that you're proud of?
Yeah, a couple of things lately. So one is that Saul Ewing just started a senior attorneys resource group. And so I've been able to work with that along with a PD specialist on my team, Tina DeAngelis, and Jack Pierce, who's one of our partners. And just creating that group and thinking about what resources are helpful for this group, like how do we understand them better? I'm really excited for that. And
awesome.
Excited for Ida Abbott is leading a session tomorrow afternoon mm-hmm. with a couple of other folks. And I think that's really timely. So love that we're doing that. And then last year at Saul Ewing, we had the opportunity to start a leadership pipeline program for our professional staff members. It's called Launch. This was my brainchild, and it's based upon a similar program at one of our clients, Yale University, started. So not for faculty members, but for staff members at Yale. And so they pick a cohort each year of folks who like they really identify as future leaders there and want to develop them. So if you get selected for the program, it's 6 to 10 people. So it's a real honor to be selected. And then you're matched with a mentor, so a more senior professional staff member in the firm. You get coaching through our director of coaching and well-being, Sherry Zachary, who's wonderful. And then we do skill building workshops and stuff throughout. We made it an application process when we launched it last year and just hoped anybody would apply
yeah.
and be interested, right? And said, this is a really selective program. And it worked. And so we had really good applications last year and again this year. And it just feels so great to start that program there.
Absolutely. And it speaks volumes to you, your leadership, and to the firm for embracing this.
Yeah.
That you're saying, you know what, we're focusing on fostering leadership for not just all the lawyers, but for every part of the firm.
I think that to really recognize people who are supporting attorneys and doing
yes.
so much work to make the firm go, and who have strong education and work background in all of those different areas where the lawyers might not necessarily have those strengths, I think we need to recognize those people too.
Agreed, yeah. 100%. So I know that you said, you've been to NALC before?
I have. Okay. My first annual education conference was last year in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And so this past year with my friend Carol Dieter, I've been one of the section co-chairs for the lawyer professional development section.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're also leading with NALC too. Fantastic,
yeah.
That's awesome. So what is one insight that you can share from this conference specifically?
Yeah. I would say the whole way I think about NALP is really paying it forward, mm-hmm. right? Because as I told you, I had worked as a paralegal in a small law firm. I started at Seyfarth where I got excellent mentoring and training. I learned a lot about employment law through all the employment lawyers there. I learned so much at Catton and again now at Saul, but it was really through this organization that I learned what it means to be doing all of this work. And so many people who received no pay for it, just a thank you from me,
yeah.
reached up and helped me, gave me advice, pointed me along the way. It wasn't that long ago that I was in the newcomers group and coming to the newer professionals forum. And I couldn't have risen as quickly through the ranks as I have without people here at NALP who have helped me. One of whom I had breakfast with this morning. She welcomed me when I first moved to Boston and just did a lot. So now being a director and being more senior in it, it's just really time I feel for me to give back and to help other people. So I've tried really hard as a section leader to take those calls with people who are exploring PD or looking for a new role and need some help with that and kind of lead them on their way again, because so many people did that for me when I joined this organization.
I love that. Based on everything that you've learned over all this time, what does leadership in law mean to you? And also, what does leadership in professional development mean to you if it's different?
Yeah, so I think it means paying it forward, right? And I think of that as like being a volunteer leader of the lawyer professional development section this year, having so many folks reach out who just need assistance. So many people did that for me that I wanted to be able to do that for other people. And NALP is just such a great organization. They model that, right? Like that's just part of their ethos. So that's what it means to me.
Thank you so much for being on the show. If anyone wanted to reach out and connect with you, what's the best way they can do that?
Yeah, they should connect with me on LinkedIn. So I do have like the world's most complicated hyphenated last name. It's just a landmine parrot, but it's not spelled like the bird. Right. So look up Chelsea Parent Sheffer on LinkedIn. I think you'll find me mm-hmm. and maybe an Encyclopedia Britannica article or two that I authored
Love
along
it.
The way and would be happy to connect with anyone.
Awesome. Thank you so much again for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, leaders and future leaders, for listening today. We have a new guest every week, so don't forget to join us next week. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe or follow us anywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts. You can also follow at Lawyers Who Lead on social. Let's celebrate and continue to build a community of leaders in law together. Lawyers Who Lead is made possible by Lawline, the leading online platform for lawyers who want engaging, relevant CLE and professional growth content.
For over 20 years, Lawland has helped hundreds of thousands of attorneys level up by providing award-winning courses in hard-to-find areas and high-demand fields. They have so many courses to choose from that are actually really interesting to listen to and watch. That's why Lawland's rated the highest in the industry, with almost 5 stars and over 1,000 verified reviews on Trustpilot. Lawyers Who Lead listeners get $100 off Lawline's unlimited annual subscription, which means you can take as many courses as you want for a really good price. Just visit lawline.com/podcast to get the special offer. Check out Lawline for the best content for leaders and future leaders in legal.